Red.
Here we go. Dutch, Jules,
Dylan, without a glass.
I don't have a glass either. All right, so things look a little different here. We are actually still on location filming some other content, but we said, hey, you know what? We're here. We got a nice camera set up. This looks kind of nice. Let's film a review.
Different.
Why not?
Yeah.
Right? And what we got is something that has got some heat.
Ooh.
Remus a Repeal Batch V.
Mm.
Five. I think they mean, right?
Like Rocky V.
Rocky V.
V.
Rocky V who?
V for
who versus? So this is, you know, you can check out our review of Repeal Batch 4. We'll put the link in the you know, it'll pop up.
Somewhere.
Probably above Dylan over there somewhere. We really liked it. I have no idea what it scored. I don't remember. Maybe we'll pop that up as well. But this is the fifth iteration. This is MGP, which is Midwest Grain Producers. They are a common source of non-distiller producer bourbons out there and rye. They basically produce tons and tons and tons of whiskey, and they sell it to whoever wants to buy it and mm-hmm. put out a product. And a few years ago, they started their own line, which is this Remus line. They've got a regular Remus. They've got, I think, some single barrel stuff, and then they've got this Repeal Batch, and then they've got, like, the Reserve, the Volstead Reserve.
Right.
So they've got a couple of different things. This is kind of their top tier, not as high as the
Volstead.
The Volstead, but the next highest. Dylan's got a little more info on price and all that. I'm going to get us poured. This is age stated, technically, right?
Yeah.
We have
I think you should read that off.
Yeah, we'll read this off. So this is the 2021. There is a majority of it is 2008 bourbon. That's a 36% rye. So that would be what? That's a 12, 13-year-old? 18, yeah, 2008. And then there is the next most is a 19% from 2006, a 21% rye. And then there's also 13% of this is another 2008 that's a lower rye, 21% as well. And then 5% is from 2006 and 9% from 2005. So there's some 16-year-old juice in here.
Wow.
Only 5%, but there's some.
Up
so we'll
16.
Get a quick little close-up of the bottle here so you guys can see what it looks like. Pretty good-looking bottle. I like this design. I like the square. I like all the information you get on there. Pretty good.
It's got that, like, you know, speakeasy,
the back we
noir
got,
look.
Yeah.
That Dylan hates.
Yeah, you like the Art Deco, right?
It's Art Deco.
The Art Deco.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, good looking bottle. I'm going to get us poured. Dylan.
Yeah, so this is the MGP's MGP. Right? I mean, we talk about how MGP in the past, they were basically just a sourced like supplier, right?
Yeah.
But now they're stepping up. You know, they have had, you know, really notable acquisitions, and now they're coming out with their own line. They're taking, they have such a vast stock, they can really make some interesting things. This has, as Dutch put it, you know, it has been feeling the hit.
What is that? Wow.
It's because I think it has a really, you know, parts of it are old.
Yeah.
My biggest fear with this, and a lot of the times I see this in other releases as well, mm-hmm. is that if you start mixing a lot of these things, it becomes very chaotic. Mm. The balance starts to become an issue.
Yeah.
There's this question whether this is a release for kind of an average, you know, drinker, average yeah. bourbon or just spirits drinker, or is this really for a bourbon connoisseur, a bourbon nerd? So, you know, I'm really curious what you guys think.
Curious,
you know, I'm ready to score it. I think the previous one was pretty good. So
yeah, four. We all thought four was really good.
Yeah.
So
remember
price point, $100.
So oh, yeah. retails for $90, but I got this for $79.99.
Wow.
So something to factor in, obviously, as we score this. Let's get tasting and scoring.
What was the proof?
100.
100
proof. Yeah. The legs on this are amazing.
Yeah.
Very syrupy
yeah.
texture.
Really yeah. thick, right? I mean, take a look at that, it's just really.
Here we go. Here we go.
I know, dude. I'm not supposed to look at my school.
Well, it's because this set makes you like,
you it's know, tight. Move it's your tight. Head.
Yeah. What are you talking about?
Okay, so we've had some time to taste. We've had some time to score. We've all scored it. We haven't discussed it. Dylan and I have both got a look of Jules' score, and we laughed a little bit as usual. Market correction boy right here. But let's get into our discussion. But first, Jules, please tell everybody at home our scoring criteria in less than 5 seconds.
Ooh, can't be done. Anyway, we do have a 100-point grade system across 10 categories that include aroma, flavor, body, complexity, balance, finish, uniqueness, drinkability, aesthetics, and value. However, we do weigh flavor at 20 points and aesthetics and value at half each at 5 points. And then you can score in a competition. If you score a 60 and above, you get a bronze, silver, gold to the elusive diamond.
Yes. All right. Let's reveal our initial scores. Again, before we've discussed it, things could change. Mm-hmm. And I really do want to discuss it because I don't feel very good about my score. I don't know why I scored it this. I'm thinking about my categories, and I taste it. I'm like, is it really this score? Mm-hmm. But anyway, let's talk it through. My initial score, 75.
My initial score, 66.
My score, 84.
Okay, we got a big spread.
This is a huge
84 range. To 66 with me right in the middle as usual. It always seems to happen.
Wow. Okay.
That's about right.
I want to talk this through. So let's kick it off with aroma.
Well, usually when this happens, it means that it is for a very niche market.
Right? Yeah, mm-hmm. Maybe.
Right? We'll see.
He just inherently complimented himself. That's why
he did. I know. I'm part of the elite market.
No, that's not what I'm saying.
That is what I'm saying.
No.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
No. I say that every other day.
Whatever. I don't know what that means. But my initial reaction, though, is that I haven't had the batch 4 since we reviewed it, which has been almost a year.
Yeah.
I remember liking that a little more. I see all this stuff on Instagram, like people saying this is the best thing ever. I'm like, really? Have you tried batch 4? Mm-hmm. I thought it was... anyway.
Yeah.
Let's get to the discussion. Yeah. Let's start with aroma. The only thing that... I'm at an 8. Let's get our scores.
I give it a 6.
I give it a 9.
Well, okay. So I originally had a 9. I did drop it because it's good. It's great. Yeah. It's everything you want for a bourbon, but it was just a little bit too much ethanol for me to give it a 9.
Okay, so I'm going to give you...
And it lingers. Ethanol lingers.
There's a lot of ethanol. Surprising.
Okay, so I'm going to give you a little trick, all right? If you can't handle it...
45 degrees.
No. 45 is when I'm going to take it to the next level. So if ethanol is the thing that you're trying to dig through, sometimes it helps if you do it at 45, but you put your nose not in, but right above. Allow the ethanol to kind of hit the glass and allow the aroma to get around it. Mm-hmm. So go like right above it, in, out, in, out. Try it.
I tried it. I gave it an 8, dude. I don't think it's bad. I just think I got a little bit of an ethanol hit.
Here's what's funny. It's like it's taking my nose away from the glass.
No, like, you are
it's
wrong.
It's even worse.
Here, I'll do it for you.
In, out.
Wow.
You're doing it wrong.
Another thing you can do is actually just breathe it in through your mouth.
I've tried that.
Yeah, like this.
No, it's so amazing. Look. All right, forget it. Whatever. Let me go
it's
through
so
this.
It's so subtle.
Folks, if you've never...
Wait, you gave it a 6. That's bad.
Okay,
that's not bad. That's not bad.
That's not bad. I mean, part of it's because like you had to tease a lot out of it.
Wait, why? What's the problem?
That's the problem. I had to tease a lot out of it. Break through that ethanol barrier.
No.
Yeah, dude. Break through that barrier and then.
That's
I mean,
way
what
too
I
low,
can
man.
Get, it's so subtle. It's just, it's really weak.
No, there's good bourbon core here. There's a good bourbon core. There's the grain, the malt, the sweetness.
Yeah, a good bourbon core
good
would
sweetness.
Be just that middle of the line. Like, it was just a little bit above that.
Okay, stop.
This is 8 or 9.
Wait.
It's not that good.
For our viewers, members, I'd like to kind of challenge our viewers. If you've never had a real grape, try to go find a
wine grape.
A wine grape. Which is one that you cannot eat the skin. And the inside is... I mean, this is the real one. Not the ones that you buy at the grocery store where you eat the whole thing. That's not actually the real grape. That's like modified, genetically modified stuff. So the real grape, the skin you cannot eat, and inside is very like almost slimy, right? Feels like a, you know, they used to joke that it was an eyeball. The reason why I say you should try that is because even if you don't eat the inside, just take the skin off and like suck on the skin, and you'll get this juice, very, very, very sweet juice. What I'm getting from the aroma is exactly that. Mm. And the thing is,
it's nice.
Beyond that, I you get a lot of the molasses, you get a touch of the flour, you get a lot of the fruit, you get the jam. The reason why I gave it a 9, not an 8, is because of the balance, which is a shocker. For me, with all of this mixture, my initial thought was, oh man, this is going to be a chaotic aroma. I did not get that. I actually got a really nicely blended aroma.
And like I said, I had a 9.
I gave it a 9.
I just had to drop it a little bit because I kept getting that ethanol hit.
I don't know what this 6 is. I have no idea what this is. This is absolutely insane.
You have to market work for correction. It is a market correction because you're trying to tease out all this stuff that, like, is not there.
This is descent into madness.
You are hunting and you're...
Anyway, guys, we got to keep moving.
You're overcompensating for something.
That was just aroma. That was just aroma. Sniper. We got to keep moving.
Yeah.
Flavor. Our you know, most points possible here is 20 for flavor. Mm-hmm. I gave it 16.
Same. 16.
I gave it a 17. Okay. I gave it a 17.
Yeah, there was something kind of like it came in waves. Mm-hmm. You know, I got spice
waves
and grain that kind of came and went, which I think benefited complexity, but it kind of hurt flavor. Like it just was kind of, I had a hard time teasing everything out. There was spice, there was sweet, there was grain, there were all these things, but it just didn't, I don't know, it was, I had a hard time putting my finger on it.
Oh, yeah. No, this is how I described it, as chaos theory in a bottle. Because it was coming, and it's, and waves is a great like analogy for it, because it would hit you like in a, you know, like a little bit of a level, and then all of a sudden you get a big hit of a level, and then back to, you know, lower level, and it was just all over the place.
Yeah.
So
yeah, I think this is where it faltered in terms of the multiple blends going in. I still gave it a 17, and the reason for that is because I think the core flavors that you're looking for are there.
Yeah.
And you know, it moves forward with molasses and then the grape, the plum, the jam starts to kick in. I will fight to defend that this does have jam.
It does. You're right.
The problem with this is that the waves that you speak of, I think it's the wood. I think it's the oak. I think there's a component of dry wood oak flavor that kind of splits your experience. So meaning that you're getting this molasses, getting
the reason. The reason this was hard to score was there were a lot of flavors here. It was just you had to really work, and they weren't clear, and it was just there was some muddiness over it. And this thing in coming waves, dude, which was waves. Just like, I feel like if it were better balanced, I would have scored it higher on flavor. Well,
let me be clear,
sucks.
This is not like, work. I mean, it's just taste.
This is tasty. So I know.
But I mean, I'm saying that I think we're kind of dancing around this issue of balance.
Yeah, you're right.
And as it like,
but it bleeds over
bleeds
so
into
much.
The
over
flavor.
So much,
yeah, that's
it's
why
such a great impact.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, so I can see the 16. I sympathize with the 16. I give it. I thought I enjoyed it a little bit
close.
More. Yeah.
Let's move on to body. It was okay. 7.
Yeah, it was okay. It's a 6.
I gave it a 9.
Wow.
I liked it.
I didn't get it. It
was good.
Dude, I didn't get a good
mouthfeel. It was very drying on this.
It wasn't drying for me. No. It was just kind of whatever. It was fine. It was better than average, but not great.
Better than average. Yeah, exactly.
Mm. I liked it.
Okay. Fair enough.
I think for this proof,
not enough to defend.
For what you're getting, it's pretty good. I think you guys are tainted by the flavor.
It was a little bit.
And I think you're tainted by the balance.
To me, I admit I am tainted by the balance.
I don't feel that. I just felt it really tasted a little thin. When I saw the legs on it, I was expecting something a little more syrupy, and it wasn't there.
Yeah.
But it wasn't bad.
Yeah.
But let's move on to complexity, which I thought was great. It was an 8. I could go higher maybe, but there's a lot.
I give it an 8.
There's a lot here.
Mm-hmm. I give it a 10.
I actually see where you're coming from on
The reason I do
too.
Okay, let me start.
Because you like giving everybody a diamond around
The reason I like a 10, and I'm going to give this a 10, is because this is a academic exercise. I love a challenge. I love a challenge.
Is it an academic orgasm?
I love, you know, it's close. It's close.
This is not academic. You know what this is?
I can't even.
This is
not a Puritan discussion, sir.
This is an art review, and you're just trying to justify why you're spending $1 million on that piece of
specifically Art Deco.
Yeah,
which is his favorite.
Exactly.
No. So
come on.
What I love.
It's art because we say it's art, so it's great Dylan says it's great.
What I love about this.
All you gotta do is put an F in front, and then it becomes fart.
Look,
well played.
I apologize on behalf of these people. They are very uncouth today. I don't know what it is.
Today?
But I thought this was 10 out of 10. I enjoyed this. I enjoyed this on an academic level because I love teasing it out. I love looking at it. Now,
there's a lot here. I have to agree with you.
I got to say that the wood and the drying, like oaky flavor and
that.
The tannins, it does like cut it a little bit and make it a little bit difficult. But, man, the age and the different ages, you can kind of taste that, and it's really interesting. It's really interesting.
I'm gonna go up a point.
Yeah, it's really interesting.
I'm going to go to a 9. I agree. There is a lot here, and it does take some work. It does take a lot of work, but this is where you give it points for that.
This is where the fun is, right?
This is where you give it points for that. Everything we're talking about, it's because it's so complex, I think. Mm-hmm. So you're going to stick?
I'm going to stay.
Okay, let's keep moving to balance, the worst for me. Nothing was off-putting at all. So it's better than average by far. It's a 6.
For sure.
6.
No, this is a 4. It's so chaotic. I honestly have no idea.
Off-putting, though?
No, it's not that it's off-putting. It's just that it's not balanced.
It's at least a 5.
4. No, 5 would be it's balanced, just, you know, whatever.
No. You start to get to off-putting when you're below a 5. I'm sorry. This is not in any way off-putting.
It's not off-putting. I mean, it's just, you know what? I just described it earlier. It's chaos theory in a bottle, and that is what it is. It's just so much things happening.
So much things,
so
guys.
Much, so Dylan. Many things happening. I have no idea how to describe it other than giving it a lower than baseline score.
Yeah.
No.
Okay, so look, I gave it a 7 for a balance. I originally gave it a 6.
No, that's a 6.
And the reason I gave it a 7
it's too high.
Is because I think this could have gone... insane. Like, this could have gone awry.
They did.
I think
it did.
They did the best they could. I think that it is dry. I think they did the best they could. The reason why I gave it an extra point is because I still enjoyed it. I still enjoyed it. Like,
the academic side?
Yeah. If I didn't enjoy it because the balance was so bad or so off, it was skewed in one direction.
Let me do something really weird here. I'm actually going to back Jules up for a second.
Okay. Oh, wow.
I was already.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Really?
This is a blend. They specifically picked these things. True. They blended them together, and it didn't work.
No.
Right.
It's different than what we would do, and we're just dumping it.
I'm starting
it into
to
a
see Jules,
and there's
point
no
here.
Mastery to it.
There
that's
really
why.
Isn't. And I think I need to take a point away. Yeah. I think I'm going to go to a 5. This is like what we would do at the end of a day of filming, mixing some stuff together.
Right.
It's like,
let's
see.
Yeah,
hey, it's really complex, but. Just doesn't really work together.
What's the message?
It's a 5. What's I'm going down to a 5. You talk me down, dude. I'm really...
That's awesome. That Dylan talked you down.
No, I had the revelation. I was like, this is a blend. We're supposed to celebrate the blend. And they didn't... It's not right.
Yeah, I mean, you make a good point. Okay, I'll go down. 1. 6.
Okay.
All right.
Fair enough.
You convinced me.
Let's move on to finish. Another one that I consistently changed. I started an 8. I went to a 7 and I ended up at a 6 because I got too much spice and then the finish wasn't there and then I got some malt and it kind of comes back to this whole chaos thing. It was so inconsistent. So I ended up at a 6.
I'm totally with you on that. And the thing that shocked me the
What'd
most was I gave it a 6 as well.
Okay.
It's how it on
some sips
tastes or sips. Yeah. It like disappears completely.
And then sometimes it was actually really good.
And sometimes it would linger. Yeah, so it's like, I don't get what the heck is happening. I gave it a 6.
I gave it an 8, but I get what you're saying.
If you had a good sip, I'd be
yeah,
great.
Yeah. No, I was getting those. I was getting those like really delicious plum like finish in a lot of the cases. Now I've been sipping this while you guys have been arguing, right? And I get it. I think 8 is a little too high.
It is.
I think it's a little too high. I'll bring it down to a 7. I agree with you. I think the tannins at times can be overwhelming. So yeah, I agree. Yeah, that's right.
Okay, uniqueness. Despite everything I've said, it's quite unique. these. I haven't had this much flavor and this much chaos in a bottle, but yes. I give it an 8.
I give it an 8.
You guys are making me rethink that. So I gave it a 6.
No, come on.
No.
But, yeah, I mean, I'm pretty much talking myself into it. Like, it's so unique with what the heck is happening.
Yeah, I've never
it's
had
so confusing. Like, I can't recall any other bottle that's done.
That should be a 10, then, by your standards.
Well, yeah, so an 8,
actually. All right, look at that. We all agree.
Unanimity.
All right. Unanimity. So we don't need to talk about it. Let's move on to drinkability. I kept wanting to drink it because I wanted to tease more out, so I ended up at a 7.
Same. I gave it a 7, and that's mostly why, because I do understand Dylan's point from the academic exercise.
It's not
and
off-putting it's, per se. Exactly. It's just kind of like confusing.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. But I still wanted to keep drinking to yeah. see whatever else I can learn about myself.
What'd you give it?
Yeah, I gave it an 8. I originally started at a 7. Mm. I gave it an 8 because I find myself drinking this with a lot of seasoned bourbon drinkers. Mm. Like, if they come and they go,
This is a work. Yeah, this is a job.
Yeah, if I gave this to kind of someone who doesn't drink that much and they're like, oh, can I try a bourbon? Like, this is not something you pull out.
It's not easy.
But it's out of my collection, I gotta say, man, I do go reach for this if I want, like, to think about it a little more,
you're saying, like, I didn't have any of these thoughts with the Batch 4 from my recollection. Yeah.
No, I thought the Batch 4 was much more direct and straightforward in terms of what you expect. But the thing is, think about that,
this
right?
It's challenging.
No, think about that. Within the context of the releases, you say, do you want the same thing every single year, or do you want a challenge?
But why make batches?
Think about the Master Collection, right? Like, they're doing something different. They're just doing something interesting. This is definitely unique in my collection, and the drinkability is there for me.
Well, I think part of the problem I have with this is, like, wrestling with the fact that this feels so chaotic. I almost feel like they weren't even trying.
No, that's harsh.
That is harsh.
That's why. No. Anyway, I get it, but...
Let's move on to, what are we on? Aesthetics.
Did you just do... Not me.
No, I said get out of here.
Bleep.
Wow.
That's all going to be bleeped. Don't worry about it. Okay. Yeah. Aesthetics, guys, out of 5. I love this bottle. It's a 5 for me.
It's good. It's good. The Art Deco style, 4.
Yeah, I mean, it's growing on me a little bit now that I have the, the collection.
I think it looks fantastic.
I give it a 4. I agree.
This is what I want a bourbon bottle to look like. I'm sorry. There's not much better than that, in my opinion.
That's a lie. You know that's a lie.
No.
No, there are plenty of other... Nice looking stuff.
You guys are full of it. Anyway, value, our final category out of 5 points. At 70, even at 100, I gave it a 4. Mm. There's just a lot going on here.
Yeah.
And even though it didn't really sit right with me, I can appreciate the fact that this is not an overpriced product.
Yeah.
You know, we have to figure in the market to this. So, 4.
No, I'm rethinking this because I gave it originally a 3. I'm tempted to go up to a 4. I think I will. Only because I think I was just being harsh on what
that's
I...
Pretty harsh.
So, what four, I agree. So I'll go up one.
It's what we call in the industry a meanie.
You're industry adjacent, though. Look,
I gave it a 4. I gave it a 4. It's a 3 in terms of...
So we're all in agreement.
What's in there, but then number...
The juice,
a 4,
but,
because it is such a journey. It's very interesting.
If I paid $90 for this, I wouldn't feel let down.
No,
I would just feel like, wow, I need to be in the
what the hell
specific mindset to drink this.
It will need to kind of stand next to the other ones.
Yeah.
Because you have to kind of interpret this within the context of yearly releases, right?
Okay, let's get our final scores. I ended up at a 75.
I gave it a 69.
I gave it an 82. So gold for me. So.
Which gives us our official Curiosity Public score for Remus Repeal Reserve Batch 5. What I scored, a 75.
Wow.
Silver.
That's right down the middle as usual.
I feel like the last batch was better. What did we give it last time?
I did look it up. Last batch we gave was 82.
Wow. So we definitely preferred Batch 4.
What did I give?
You gave it a 82.
82?
Yeah.
Same thing.
Wow.
Oh. Okay.
You like the chaos.
Okay, so Silver, you scored it the same way. What did I score it last time?
So you gave it an 81.
So I gave it an 81.
Number four. You gave number
batch,
four.
Okay, so I definitely prefer batch four. What did you give batch four?
I give it an 83.
What, you so wow. really prefer. Wow.
You love tradition.
So I think we need
and
a
you
challenge.
You were, what, an 82 on the last batch. Yeah. So same. Okay. The last one was definitely a gold.
Yeah.
This one not.
It was a strong silver.
Strong silver? I mean...
Okay.
What I don't understand is why is everybody going crazy for this? Like, I don't get it.
Well, I mean, I think we are weird, first of all.
Yeah, we...
Because, but this because totally feels think about like, the Maker's
why?
Mark thing.
No, no, like, you know why? Because this feels like this is the connoisseur's release. That's why everyone's going crazy over
but it's,
it. Like,
it's
this
not.
Is
I'm sorry. It's just not.
I think it's, like, for connoisseurs only. I'm not going to get... You're not going to give this to any, like, you know,
so is Whiskey Tube
movie.
Skewed?
Yeah, are of course it is, man. It's like... What are you talking about? Only the diehards are the ones watching us.
Fair enough, fair enough.
I mean, come on.
But you know what? I will admit, if I step back and like objectively look at this release, right? Yeah. I could see majority of people siding with you. Because I don't see this like because in your mind's eye you're thinking okay what is bourbon supposed to taste like okay what is it gonna be like for me I'm paying this amount of money which is a lot which is a lot you're expecting
half
a lot
a day's wages
not really expecting
depends.
It's a lot more
bill is paying
it's a lot more expect
like nothing
I know. No.
expecting a lot and this is a huge investment this is not where that money should go
I agree with you there.
Because you're not going to be satisfied with this type of flavor profile if you're not going to get
I can't
it.
Even describe the flavor
you're not going to get it. You're not going
to like, you know.
You're not going to
get it. What are you going to talk to us about? It's like, you know, other connoisseurs.
Here's the interesting part here. I think this is the most interesting part. I tasted this and, you know, this score right here reflected kind of my personal feelings on this. I actually bought these bottles. I actually bought extra for Dutch and Jules. As Christmas gifts.
And now you know we're not going to like our Christmas gifts.
But now I will have to...
Now you know what I think of your Christmas gifts?
Yeah, it's a...
So
yeah.
I like your Christmas gift better than Jules.
Yeah, so I'm going to have to rethink it.
It will be
re-gifted to other people. So
allocated
we'll see.
Elsewhere.
Yeah.
All right, well, on that bombshell, Jules, please take us out of this.
Tell us what you guys
verbose
think.
Verbose episode.
No, man, now I have like 5 bottles of this.
Tell us what you guys think in the comments below. Give us a thumbs up or a thumbs down. Just let us know how you feel about this episode. Subscribe for more videos from Curiosity Public. If you want to help our channel out, please consider joining Curiosity Private, which is our membership program on YouTube. That really helps our channel out. Another way you can help us out is by buying t-shirts. We'll have a link in the description down below. Check out our podcast and all major podcast platforms out there. As always, stay safe, stay healthy.
Stay curious.
I get
a lot of things. The problem is there's too many things. There's too many of them.
Exactly. There's too many of them.
No, I had like, there was a shelf of this. And I was like, oh, this is a great gift.
Buy it out.
I mean, it is opening up a little bit.
Yeah, I see it.
Just give it time.
It's a great gift.
hey, I'll take the gift. Don't worry.